Hello, this is National Sales Director Tammy Craik from Salt Lake City, Utah, and I am really excited today to talk about coaching your appointments to get them to hold. It truly is one of the most important topics I think that we could ever educate ourselves on and I could ever share with anyone in any type of direct sales. Because it's true that while bookings are the lifeline to your business, unless you make a habit and a decision to properly and thoroughly coach your appointments, the appointments won't matter. It's one thing to put appointments on your books, but quite another to get them to hold. And so I'm very, very excited. It's been a long-term goal of mine to record a CD on this topic, so I'm excited that you've made a decision to listen to it. But first of all, when you are scheduling skincare classes, let's say, the most important thing once you've got a date set with your hostess is that you work with her on really impressing upon her that your number one goal is to help her earn or get for free whatever it is that she's after. Because truly, I really believe, I can't remember who I originally heard say this, but it's very true that we all listen to the same radio station, and that is WIIFM, which stands for What's in It for Me. And, you know, it's true. In life, we do things for two reasons, to avoid pain or to increase pleasure. And so we really have to be connected in what's in it for me in order to truly be committed to following through. And that's very true about your hostesses of your skincare classes, because if the prize or what she's working for is important enough to her, then wild horses will not keep her from working with you to get that what she's working for. So ask yourself, do you really communicate with your hostesses the importance of you helping them get what they're after? So let's say, for example, your hostess really wants to earn, you know, her skincare system or the roll-up bag at 50% off, okay? Or whatever you're running is your hostess incentive. You have to clearly communicate to your hostess that step number one, and truly the only important step for her to help you with in order to achieve that goal, is helping you get a good guest list to start with. And that's all she has to do. When I was a consultant and coaching my classes, I really, really honestly felt like it was not my hostess's job to do the inviting and to follow up to see who was coming. And, you know, I didn't leave it in her, the ball in her court to make sure that the guests came. All I wanted her to do was give me a guest list. And this is kind of how that conversation sounded. I said, Carol, I really am so excited to help you get that brush set for free or, you know, whatever it was she was working for. And that is truly my number one goal. And when you get what you want, I know this will be a great class. So the only thing, the one and only thing that you need to do and that I need from you is a good guest list. We need to invite at least 15 people in order to get 5 people that will be able to make it to the class on that day. It's no different than a baby shower or a party. You know, not everybody you invite ever shows up. There's no way that every single person that you've invited to a wedding or, you know, a baptism or a birthday party or a baby shower, a wedding shower, or your Super Bowl party, not every single person is going to be able to make it because people have lives and schedules. So if we start with a list of 15 people, I can pretty well guarantee that we can get 5 there. If we can start with more than 15 people, that's great. Okay, so that's how that communication sounded. And then I told her, truly, Carol, I don't want this to be a hassle for you. I don't want it to be any work at all. So if you can give me a guest list, and I will need addresses and phone numbers, then that's all you need to do. Then step number 2 for you would be to show up and have a good time with your friends. And that's it. I will handle everything else. And I have these adorable invitations, so I will be, first of all, mailing those out. However, they will be addressed as if though you sent them because they don't know who I am from a hill of beans. But I will put your return address on them so they'll know that you are the one that, you know, is hostessing the party. And but I will mail them out so you don't have to take your time to address them and so forth. Now, once I mail them, then it's really important that I speak to each person for 2 reasons. Number 1, I need to find out who is and isn't coming, and that way I can be real organized and have everything set up prior to the time they arrive. The second reason it's important that I talk to each person is when I find out who's coming, there are some specific things I need to know about their skin and about their color choices so that it can be a really great time for them. I want to make sure that every person that comes gets to try the product that she needs specifically for whatever her goals are that she's working on with her skin. And the only way I can find that out is if I talk to each person. So I will do what's called pre-profiling with every single person, and basically that'll just mean, you know, asking them questions about their skin. And at that point, I would stop and say, as a matter of fact, let me pre-profile you right now. And then I would pre-profile her, even though I may have already done that. Maybe she's already been to a class, and I'll say, you know, for example, this is what I'll be doing. And then I just go ahead and do it with her, because I find that if you really let people know what you're going to be saying to their friends and family when they call them, they're a lot more, you know, willing to give you those guest lists. So just talking to her and saying, here's what I'm going to be doing, here's what I'm going to be saying. And the best part about this profiling, Carol, is that it's going to save probably somewhere between a half an hour to 45 minutes the night of the class. And you know, time is so important to everybody. The more time I can save, the better, right? And I would just get her to buy into that. And it's very true that time is our most precious commodity. So she'd say, oh yeah, for sure. So I'd say, okay, so if I can get all this information ahead of time, then I won't have to, you know, be gathering it at the class. And it'll make it a lot more fun for everyone. So I think the reason that I was able to get guest lists ahead of time was, number one, I sold the hostess on the fact that I wanted to make this easy for her. And number two, she understood that it was going to save time at the class. So I didn't have a lot of people saying, oh, you know, I'll get back with you, or, oh, I don't really want to give you the guest list. I don't ever remember, ever, in 3 years of holding skincare classes, somebody saying to me, I don't feel comfortable giving you their names and numbers. And I hear that sometimes now, and I wonder if it's because consultants just aren't explaining the why behind needing to get the guest list. So hopefully that will help. But once I get the guest list from the hostess, then what I would do is I usually set aside Friday afternoons or Friday evenings to address all of the invitations for the next week or week and a half. And I would just sit down and address them very quickly, pop them in the mail, and then make note of when they were mailed. So if I mailed invitations on Fridays or Saturdays, then by Tuesday or Wednesday, I was able to begin pre-profiling. And what I did was kept a three-ring binder with all of my guest lists in the binder, so that any time I was anywhere, I had those guest lists with me. Because it's really true, you're never going to find huge chunks of time to sit down and just pre-profile for hours on end. That's just not going to happen. So every time I found myself with 5 minutes here, or 10 minutes here, or 3 minutes here, I would just dial a phone number and try to pre-profile. My goal was always to be able to personally contact each person who was invited. Now, did that happen every time? Absolutely not. There were times when I didn't get hold of every single person coming to the class. But I will tell you that the percentages were huge. Of the ones that I actually did speak with, the percentages of those that turned up at the classes was amazing. I could pretty well guarantee that anyone I didn't talk to ahead of time probably wasn't coming. It was very rare that somebody would just show up even though I hadn't pre-profiled them, unless it was a sister or the mother of the hostess, you know, something, or someone really close to her. So, you know, just tell yourself that, right, as a rule of thumb, that if I get hold of them, I'm increasing my chances of them coming. And when I did call the pre-profile, I knew that one of three things was going to happen. And I think this is critical to your understanding the importance of pre-profiling. When a hostess handed me a guest list, I realized that what she had handed me was 15, 20, 25, 30, 40 referrals of people that she knew that she thought might be interested in the product. So I was going to work that list all the way through. And here's what happened. I knew that when I called the pre-profile, like I said, one of these three things would happen. Number one, the person would be excited and was going to attend. Number two, the person was excited and unfortunately was not going to be able to make it on that date. Number three, the person was not excited about coming to the facial or class, whatever we may be having. And I just decided to look at all three of those things as positive things, because the first person, let's go back to number one, she is excited, she can't wait, she's been wanting to try Mary Kay, she's realized that recently she, you know, really needs to start taking better care of her skin, maybe she wants a color makeover, she's excited to see some new fun products, whatever, she loves cosmetics, and you know the type of person. She is, you know, she got her invitation and she's excited. So then, of course, I would just walk through on the profile card the questions, the five questions on the profile card. And then another critical question, and I will thank soon-to-be National Sales Director Vicki Off for this. This was brilliant. Vicki Off taught me to always say, the last question I have for you, Carol, is I'm putting together these really fun goodie bags for every guest, and I need to know what color cosmetics you like to play with. So if and when you wear makeup, what colors are your favorite? And then I would just stop talking. And that person would respond. And I will tell you that 9 times out of 10, it's warm colors or neutral colors or, you know, nothing real flashy. And I'd say, great, okay, well then I will make sure and include those kinds of things in this goodie bag that I'm putting together for you. And you guys, I'm telling you, just like when you were a young child and you went to birthday parties, remember back, what was the very best part of the birthday party? It was when you left and the mom or the party girl handed you the goodie bag full of all those fun surprises. So I don't know, you know, psychologically what it does to their brain, but I promise you that when I started using that, even more people started coming to my class because I think it sends a silent message to them that they're going to be getting some things for free, that there's, you know, there's a goodie bag on the other end waiting for them, and it really does work. So what did I put in the goodie bag? Well, first of all, I would put their color card, whatever they told me their preferences were. I would select a color card and stick that inside, and also their sponge tip applicators, their cotton balls, their Q-tips, you know, their mascara wand if we were doing a makeover class, but, you know, just any of the tools that they were already going to use at the class. Then I always purchase the little hand cream samplers that come 12 for $4, stuck a little hand cream sampler in there with my reorder sticker on it, and then a few pieces of hard candy like Werther's or something that looks pretty inside of a cute little clear bag with a fluffy bow, and I would set that on every tray, and so the first thing that people saw when they sat down at the table was this goodie bag. And I just had a little neighbor girl, you know, put just literally dozens of them together for me. I would hire, you know, someone to babysit, and while my son was sleeping, I'd say, hey, if he falls asleep, will you put about, you know, 25 or 30 of these together, just like this sample. And you guys, make that work for you. You should not be sitting around doing those kind of things because that's not income-producing activity. But anyway, it just always set the mood. People, you'll see their reaction. They'll walk in and they'll go, oh, cool, what's this? And I would always be able to say, oh, remember when we talked on the phone, I told you I was putting together a fun goodie bag. That's your goodie bag. And they go, oh, that's so fun. And, you know, it just starts them off on the right foot. So anyway, that is pre-profiling someone who is going to come. Now, situation number two. Let's say you call and this person says, oh gosh, you know, I did receive the invitation and unfortunately we're going to be out of town that weekend, or my daughter has a soccer game that morning or whatever. I'd say, oh, that's too bad. Well, let me tell you what. Let's set up another time that would work for you. And then I'd just be really quiet and not say a word. Now, one of two things would happen. They'd say, oh, well, I appreciate the offer, but I guess I'm just not that interested in, you know, having a makeover. But more often than not, you guys, if they had acted disappointed that they wouldn't be able to make it, they'd say, oh, well, that sounds fun. You would do that, really? And, you know, I always found that surprising because I thought, yeah, I'd be happy to. But anyway, I would then go ahead and grab my calendar, and we would pick a day that would work for her, based on, you know, the opportunities that I had scheduled. And then I would, of course, say to her, now, Lisa, we can do this one of two ways. If you want to just do this privately, I do my individual facials on Saturday mornings, blah, blah, blah. So I always had a time set aside, you know, where I could put a bunch of people together, you know, 5, 6, 7 people together that wanted individual appointments. And then what was that? Well, that was a class that pretty much I was the hostess of, but I was still spending my time with 5, 6, or 7 people at a time, okay? And then I would say, or if you want to do it with friends, we can do that at your house or mine, and these are the other options I have for those dates. And more often than not, you guys, they will say, oh, it sounds a lot more fun with friends. And I'd say, great, then let me tell you what I'm offering my hostesses. As a matter of fact, you know, at Carol's class on Saturday, she's taking advantage of this as the hostess, and then I would explain my hostess credit and turn it into a class, you guys. What if I had not pre-profiled those people? What if I had just said, oh, you know, I'll just wait and see who shows up? I never would have talked to that person, and I would never have been able to get an appointment on my books. Okay, so that's scenario number two. She does want to come, just couldn't make it on the day we had planned, so then I set up another either facial with her or skincare class, okay? Now, scenario number three is this. You call, and you can just kind of tell the person on the other line is not interested. She may or may not make up an excuse, but bottom line, you just can tell she doesn't want to come. And that's okay. There's lots of reasons people don't want to come to appointments. They won't come right out and tell you that they are shy or that they don't like to be seen without their makeup or that their skin is not in good condition and they're embarrassed or that, you know, maybe they're intimidated by other sharp women that are going to be there. They are not going to come out and tell you, who is a perfect stranger, possibly the real reason they're not coming. So when someone just kind of said, oh, you know, I just don't like those kind of things, or I'm just not interested, or, you know, I tried Mary Kay before, blah, 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 whatever the reason was that I could bottom line see they were not interested in coming, I would just immediately thank them by saying, you know what, I really appreciate that, Cindy, that you would be just really straightforward with me, you know, and honest up front, because I'd rather just know that you're not interested. So I really do appreciate that. And you know what I'll do? I will pop one of our brochures, it's called a lookbook, in the mail. And if you do see anything in the catalog that you might be interested in, let me know. And if you don't, that's okay. Pass it on to someone else or throw it in the garbage, whatever. But, you know, you might want to peek through it, because we've got all kinds of things. You know, we've got sunscreen, we've got, you know, body lotions and all kinds of nice stuff for gift giving even. So anyway, thanks a million. Have a great day, and just watch for that brochure in the mail. And I have to tell you, one time in particular stands out when I got a phone call from a woman who had found my brochure, which was the lookbook, on the little ledge at her apartment complex where she picked up her mail. And on top of where the mailboxes were, there was just this little ledge. And she, when she called me, I didn't recognize her name, and I said, oh, are you referred to me by someone? And she said, well, no, not really. I was picking up my mail the other day, and someone had placed a Mary Kay catalog on top of our mailboxes, and I just grabbed it. And your name was stamped on the back of it, and, you know, that's how I found you. And I thought, oh, my gosh. So when she told me where she lived, I realized it was someone that I had sent a lookbook to in that very scenario that I just shared with you. And, you know, that woman called up, and she ordered a complete skincare system. And this was back when we had the five-step skincare, basic classic skincare. And it was about, I think, $55, $60 in an order. So what if I had not made that pre-profiling call? What if I had not just gone ahead and sent that catalog out, you guys? I never would have gotten that customer's order, and that customer is still a customer today. And I've lost track of how many people she has referred me to in her family and from her office. So it is priceless, you guys. Pre-profiling is priceless, because you are working that guest list to the very end, okay? So every time you're handed a guest list, look at it as potential business and a way for you to network through a bunch of people, because it's really not about who you know. It's about who the people you know, right? So I hope that I've really sold you on the benefits of getting that guest list, the benefits of pre-profiling, and the last thing that I want to share with you is this. If you run into the scenario where a hostess says to you, you know, I just don't know if I feel comfortable giving out names and addresses and phone numbers. And I want to remind you, in all my days, I never had that happen. So it's kind of a rare thing unless you're just not, you know, explaining and number one, haven't developed a trust with your hostess, and number two, if you're not explaining the importance that she doesn't get what she wants for free, half price, whatever, if we don't get five people there. That's what it all goes back to, is selling her on the benefits to her in getting you that guest list. It's all about her. It's all about her getting what she wants. And the only thing she has to do to help you make that happen is to give you that guest list, okay? And I gave them 24 hours from the time I was speaking with them to get it to me. Sometimes they wanted to give it to me right then on the phone and get it over with. Sometimes they wanted to send me an email. Sometimes they wanted to just have me call them back in a couple hours. But I always said, now, you know, can we go over the guest list right now? You can just read it to me. I can write it down, or I can call you back later tonight. And if she said, well, tonight I'll be at the play or whatever, call me tomorrow morning, fine. But I always tried to make sure that we had an appointment set up to get the guest list. The last thing you want to say is, I'll call you back later. Well, what is later? There is no specific time on the clock that says later, okay? You need to have a specific time that you're going to be calling her back to get that information, and preferably within about 24 hours before she forgets, before, you know, you forget, and whatever. Okay, so now let me tell you what to do if she kind of fights you a little bit on giving that information. I would say, oh, you know what, Lisa, I respect that. I understand that. So here's what we can do. You know, it's really, really important that I do contact each one of these people. So maybe what we need to do then is just set up a time that I can come over to your house and we can sit together, and I will just let you make the calls, but I'll be there with you to kind of coach you through what to say. And then I would just leave it at that. Well, guess what? I've never met a person who wanted to spend that much time making those phone calls. So I would think that if you said that, you don't disagree with her, you say, oh, I totally understand that. So, you know, it's still really, really important that we talk to each person. So let's look at our calendars, and we'll take a time that we can sit down together, and I'll just help you make those calls. Basically, you can make the call, and I'll tell you what to say to get this information from them. And probably she's going to say, oh, well, you know what? Huh. I'll go ahead and just give you that list. Okay, so that's something that you can try. But I honestly, honestly think that you will find that the more you use the tips and the suggestions that I've given you here about, you know, spearheading that objection before it even comes out by truly getting her excited about what she's getting free and then making it so simple for her that all she has to do is give you that guest list. I don't think you're going to get a lot of argument about that, okay? So, anyway, I hope this has been beneficial. I hope you'll listen to it over and over and over. I know that a lot of people have good intentions with pre-profiling, but I think another key that comes into play here is time management. You know, pre-profiling isn't just going to fall out of the sky and happen. It's not going to, like, all of a sudden you're going to be sitting there bored one day and this thought crosses your mind, gee, what could I be doing right now? Oh, I could spend, you know, 3 hours pre-profiling. You guys, that just is not going to happen. You have to have a master plan of when you're going to sit down and address those invitations, an appointment, literally, with yourself, just like a doctor's appointment. At 3:15 on Friday, I am going to have an appointment with myself to address all of my guests, all of my invitations. At 4:15 on Saturday afternoon, I am going to, you know, make 20 minutes worth of pre-profiling phone calls. When I pick Johnny up from preschool today, I'm going to arrive 5 minutes early so I can make 2 phone calls to pre-profile. And then, as I said earlier, just keeping that 3-ring binder with you. But you have to have a conscious plan of, you know, when am I going to make this happen, and that I'm always going to have my pre-profiling binder with me with all of the guest lists in it. So I promise you that you will see dramatic differences. Just today I received a message from one of my sales directors in my national area that said it's phenomenal the difference that it makes. She scheduled 10 skincare classes. The first 2 ended up, you know, petering out, fizzling out, and ended up not holding. And she said, it's because I did not get a guest list and I did not pre-profile. The next 3 classes she got guest lists for, they are all holding. She has already pre-profiled for all of them, and they are 4 sure classes. And you guys, the bottom line is, if you're going to spend 2 to 2.5 hours with 1 or 2 people, why not spend it with 5 or 6 people? It just increases your productivity. When you take time to coach and pre-profile ahead of time, you're going to spend much less time doing other things like getting on the phone and having to book more appointments because other ones are not holding. It's just, you know, preventative maintenance. So adopt the attitude that pre-profiling is easy, getting the guest list is easy, and not only is it easy, it is critical to your success in Mary Kay. Good luck, you guys, and I know you can do it.